Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The Philippines. The U.S. and the Philippines entering into joint military drills. It's of significance over these last days because at the same time, the People's Republic of China, with its fortified islands and its aggressive talk towards Taiwan and its continued provocations of warplanes and warships to manufacture what appears to be practice for a blockade of Taiwan, is watching very carefully for the Philippines and the U.S. working together for the first time, to my knowledge, in many years. Gordon and I welcome a veteran of the U.S. Navy and the Philippines, James Fennell, government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy, retired U.S. Navy captain, served as director of intelligence and information operations of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. James, the story from the Philippines is these exercises are going very well. China's protesting, involving Luzon Island, the Northern Island, and Palawan Island, right on the shores of the South China Sea. However, you inform me that the conversation between the U.S. and Philippines have gone much farther in 2+2 talks at the Pentagon, new basing for the U.S. in the Philippines. Of what significance is this? Good evening to you, James.
Good evening, John and Gordon. In 2014, the United States and the Philippines announced what they called the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, which allowed the United States military to have access to rotational access to some bases in the Philippines. There are about five of them spread across the Philippines. But here in February and then was announced in April, at the 2+2 meeting on the 11th of April, the same day that Exercise Balakatan started, it was announced that the two countries had added four more bases for the United States military to have access to. Three were on the northern tip of Luzon, just 240 miles from the southern tip of Taiwan across the strait there. And then one of them was at in Balabac, which is the southern tip of Palawan. So you have four new bases, but three of them predominantly focused up in the area of Taiwan. So that was what was announced. Exercise Balakatan is going on right now. It's been going on for just over a week, and it's got over 17,000 participants. The last exercise had just about 9,000, so it's a significant increase. There'll be a command post exercise, a field training exercise, a cyber exercise, and also a humanitarian assistance exercise. But you'll see large numbers of U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, Air Force, and U.S. Navy participating in this exercise. And I think it's really a signal that says that the Philippines are very concerned about the expansionism that China's exerted over the South China Sea over the last year, but also a subtle recognition, even though Philippine President Marcos has said that the U.S. will not be allowed to use their bases in the Philippines for any offensive operations in Taiwan. It is rather interesting that they would allow the U.S. to have access to these bases in the northern portion of Luzon.
Gordon, you have a question for James.
James, what is the relationship between Manila and Taipei these days?
Historically, it's been kind of, you know, not very close, just because of the situation that, Taiwan faces itself diplomatically. I haven't read much to say that that's very close yet, but I think there's been some reaching out from the Philippines to Taiwan in terms of saying that, you know, at least exploratory conversations. But I haven't seen any public announcements like we've seen and visits like we've seen from Japanese government officials.
James, you've traveled in the Philippines officially in uniform What is Palawan Island like? What does it look like? Because I'm seeing this as a major thrust into the Chinese ambition to secure the South China Sea as theirs alone. Palawan looks like a challenge. What would we see from sea and on land?
Well, basically, it's a long, very long island, over 100 miles long. It's very narrow. It's a jungle. Most of it is very jungly, and there's not a huge population there, but they do have some an airfield and an airport, a commercial airport that's also dual use with their military, and a couple of small areas for their Navy. But what it does is it presents this facing front there to all these reefs and atolls and shoals that are inside the South China Sea, where China has, over the last decade, built these seven artificial islands. Three of them have, you know, the size of Pearl Harbor with 10,000-foot runways for all sorts of bomber, fighter, reconnaissance aircraft, and pier space to put aircraft carriers. So China's basically inserted themselves and taken control militarily of the South China Sea, but Palawan offers the Philippines and its allies, the United States, as the future goes on. And in this announcement on the 11th of April, it was said that by the end of the year, there would be another $100 million invested in infrastructure inside the Philippines. Not all of it will be in Palawan, but enough that will allow, you know, some increase in presence of U.S. military and Philippine military down there to check China's advance with these island military installations that they built there in the Spratlys.
So what we're looking at is a fortress to answer the fortresses of the South China Sea. I understand, James. Gordon, you have a question.
Jim, China has been pressuring Philippine features in the South China Sea, like Scarborough Shoal, Second Thomas Shoal, and others. Are the ongoing joint exercises between the Philippines and the U.S., do they have any relevance for, let's say, retaking features that might be seized by China?
Oh, yes, definitely. These exercises, especially the field training exercises with U.S. Marine Corps and Philippine Marine Corps, they'll be focused on island, island seizure will be part of their training. Now, that's my conjecture. I haven't seen that written anywhere, but you wouldn't bring U.S. Marines and Philippine Marines into this exercise without some kind of training in amphibious assault. And the Philippines, as we know, is very, very concerned about the other atolls that they have, or the islands, not islands, but the features that they have down in the South China Sea, like Second Thomas Shoal. They're concerned that China is physically going to take that over. And so they would be interested in having training capabilities that would show how they would either defend Second Thomas Shoal or retake it if the Chinese were to take it. That's my supposition based on the current situation and what these forces trained to do.
Gordon, the Chinese foreign ministry is protesting unusually loudly about these exercises. What does that indicate to you? Were they not ready for this?
They were ready for it, John, because they knew it was coming. But this shows, again, the failure of Chinese diplomacy. If you go back to the previous Philippine president, Rodrigo Duterte, the Philippines had basically abandoned the U.S., which is, by the way, the only country that is militarily committed to defending the Philippines. But through some really hard-line, ham-fisted Chinese diplomacy, we have seen a shift in Manila, where now, under the new president, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., it's very pro-American and very anti-China. So, you know, the Chinese can complain all they want, but this is the result of their diplomacy.
James, just quickly, as a Navy veteran, this is a big plus for the Navy from my point of view as an amateur. Do you agree the Navy now has a capability that didn't exist before? Just a few seconds, James.
Well, when I compare it to where we were, say, in 1990, with our access to, you know, Subic Bay and Clark Air Base and those kind of arrangements, no, we're not anywhere near where we should be. But we have been making steady, deliberate progress since 2014 to show and demonstrate to the government of the Philippines, whoever's in charge, and to the people that we're there to help them. And it's in their strategic interest as well as America's. So I think we're making good progress.
James Fennell, Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chang. Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.